The Frank McKay Show here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Let me remind everyone who may have stepped away, welcome back. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, Eddie Jackson is our very special guest and wonderful athlete and, you know, also chef. Out Chef is airing on Food Network, 9:30 Eastern, and it's just, it's can't miss. If you're into food, you're into good TV, Eddie Jackson is our guy each and every week. Eddie Jackson, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm very blessed for having me.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm thrilled to have you. Give us a little rundown on Out Chef. What is your Reader's Digest version of what we're about to watch?
So I have these amazing home cooks that we find, and they come in thinking that they're auditioning for a show featuring home cooks. But ultimately, they are in for the thrill of a lifetime because they're actually coming to compete against a world-class chef. And so that's, you know, I kind of give them the shock of a lifetime where they come in and all of a sudden it's not an audition anymore. They're going head to head against, you know, some of the most well-known chefs in the world.
You're saying that they're getting the shock of a lifetime. Have you gotten a shock of your lifetime yet? Have you seen any of these people really become, when they're up against world-class chef, shine? Are any of these people like outstanding?
Yeah, you know, some of these home cooks are pretty good. You know, this is our second season. You know, this season we brought out, we have even bigger, better, and more chefs. We have Eric Agipong. We brought in Kelsey Bernard, Alex Guarnaschelli, Robert Irvine, Rocco DiSpirito. So these are very well-known chefs, and we've had a few of these home cooks beat these chefs because I try to even out the playing field. For one, they only have to get one vote from our panel of judges, and the judges that are taking it through, they're taking it blind, by the way. But these are people that I just meet in the streets of New York. So there are no food critics. There are no, you know, celebrity judges or none of that. These are just regular, everyday folks that I find walking around the streets of New York to come in and try these two dishes.
Eddie, do you find that the folks that you find, the amateur chefs, so to speak, do you find that they gravitate towards a certain dish that they excel at, or is it completely random that, you know, each one of them had their individual talents or whatever? But do the folks that you're finding tend to gravitate towards the same dish?
Yeah, so basically what I do is I try to make it as even as possible because, like I said, they aren't chefs, they're home cooks. So I give them a ingredient of my choice, and then with that ingredient, they have to make a dish. Now, normally what the home cook does is they make something that they've made before at home that they feel confident in making, you know, and then that dish goes head-to-head against, you know, the chef's dish using the same ingredient. Now, you know, like I said, we have Alex Guarnaschelli. She's an Iron Chef. So, of course, she's going to make a dish that's worthy of being in a restaurant. Now, the home cook makes something that they used to make it at home. But at the same time, the judges may gravitate towards that because it's something that, you know, that they probably make at home that they love. So you just never know, you know, depending on the judges that day that I find in the streets of New York.
Are you, you know, just kind of along a different line, are you getting a lot of attention from, you know, fellow colleagues or current NFL stars? Are there people that are saying, hey, you should do something based around us? You certainly have a unique perspective, right? You're a chef, you're an athlete. Are you getting a lot of love from your either former players or current players?
Yeah, you know, the current players, former players, surprisingly enough, a lot of these athletes are really into food now. So I get a lot of DMs, a lot of phone calls from my buddies. You know, they want to compete against some of these celebrity, some of these big time chefs that's out there. So it's kind of fun, man. You know, maybe one day we can do one of those celebrity shows with our chef and bring in some athletes or some actors, some entertainers to compete head to head against some of these world class chefs.
No, listen, it sounds terrific. The other thing I wanted to ask you is, do you think since the pandemic, we're seeing an, a bigger influx of individuals that have seriously got into cooking. And I ask a lot of you guys, I ask a lot of you pros the same question. Do we think that there's been a growth of interest in home cooking and beyond because of the pandemic? People staying home, people working on it, people really getting into it. Have you seen that at all?
You know what, I would definitely agree with that. I think that people cooking at home has definitely been on the rise since the pandemic. But not only that, I think, you know, when I was growing up, we would always eat dinner together. And I think during the pandemic, it forced people to sit down and talk, you know, amongst each other as a family, as friends, and have dinner with each other. And I think that more than anything, that's what it's caused, and that's what it created. More people sitting down, taking time to relax with the family and enjoy a meal. Because, you know, before the pandemic, people are ripping and running and, you know, so many things going on. You forget the simple things in life, and that's just taking the time out with your family and enjoying a meal. And that's how I grew up. I'm pretty sure you have friends and grew up like that as well. And, you know, we kind of got away from that. And so I think that's what really helped us out during the pandemic is being able to do that for such a long time.
Look, Eddie, it's such a great concept for a show. You're a great host. Congrats on the second season, you know, as we're about to watch it. If you can tell us anything else we should know about Out Chef, and before you go, make sure we get a website or a social media site where we could follow along with what you're doing.
Yeah, you said it. The show comes on Thursdays, 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central. It's an amazing show, man. You know, it's the shock of a lifetime for these home cooks that, you know, they get to compete against, you know, some of these chefs that they obviously see on Food Network and other networks and online and probably follow. And then if they win, they get $5,000. I mean, so it's like a win-win for all the way around. So just tune into the show. It's a great show. It's good for the whole family. So cook, get, you know, share a meal and watch Out Chef.
Eddie, congratulations on everything. Great, great career on and off the field. And Out Chef is going to make a lot of noise, already making a lot of noise. Thank you very much for being here.
Thanks, buddy. Have a great one.
You too. Eddie Jackson, everyone. Talented man on and off the field, but this is a great show. Everyone's got to check it out. Out Chef, and you got to believe people are going to be shocked, right? They're coming in. They think they're just doing a little, show. And meanwhile, they're going up against Rocco DiSpirito, who we've had on the show, and Robert Erdvine on the show. We've had a lot of great chefs, here. They're really, I mean, look, the programming, world is going crazy because, there's so many different outlets and there's so much interest in TV and TV shows, but programmers are going crazy with chef shows and cooking shows. And I always say follow the money. If they're doing it, if they're concentrating on this, guess what? That means that somebody is watching it. They're not putting on shows just for their health. They're clearly putting on shows that they hope to make money with. And here's another one, Out Chef. It's interesting. Eddie Jackson, a former NFL player, and a wonderful athlete. You make it to the NFL, you're a great athlete. That's for sure. And the show is called Out Chef. And, you know, all the celebrity chefs that he's talking about. You know, to me, one of the things that when you talk about celebrity chefs and the two we just mentioned there, Bobby Flay and, all the other folks that we've had somewhere along the way on the show, even, Buddy the Cake Guy, and the Cake Boss, there's so much interest in cooking, food prep, and all of that, and it's one of the things that boggles the mind. I've got to be careful watching food shows because I eat. That's my vice, is I eat and I overeat, so I don't want to get too hooked on shows. But if you don't care about that, and if you are someone who can control their eating, if they're watching something succulent on TV. I just, it's amazing. My wife loves the cooking show. She loves all of that. Valerie Bertinelli, who we've had on the show too, right? Is it Reba? Does she have a show over there? But a whole bunch of different folks have shows. Rachel Ray, of course, cooking show. It's through the roof. The cooking shows that are out there. Eddie Jackson's got a good one. Former NFLer, and it sounds like a good guy. First time I'm talking to him. Food Network is his outlet, and you could watch it 9:30 on Thursday nights on the Food Network. Frank McKay signing off. Chef Eddie Jackson has been our very special guest. We'll see you next time on the Frank McKay Show.